Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Blimler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about living with a victorious joy, a joy that wins, and understanding the victory that we have in Jesus, the victory that He won and gives to us. And so we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about a win over death, the ultimate win, as we consider the victory that Jesus had over death, but also how that impacts our life and the life that we have, not just for a season here on earth, but throughout eternity. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 says, "Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" As Christians, we read that verse, we hear that verse. It's probably not a new verse to most of those that are listening to this broadcast. But sometimes, well, we have to question it. People die. Loved ones die. Family members die. Co-workers die. Classmates die. We die. Now, eventually, when it's our turn to die, I don't think we're going to question that verse any longer, but others will. Because it hurts. And yet we gaze into God's word, or somebody shows up and quotes it to us and says, "Oh, death, where is your sting?" And we can say, "Well, right here." And when you look at the life of Jesus, I think specifically at his interaction with Mary and Martha, at the death of Lazarus, a good friend of Jesus, he weeps. There's a lot of conjecture on why he's crying, why he's so filled with sorrow, but the reaction of the crowds is, look at how Jesus loved him. The sorrow that we feel is real. But for the believer who lives in a confident hope in life eternal, the sting isn't the same. We can be filled with joy, knowing that our loved one who dies in Christ is with Christ, even while at the same time having sorrow that they're not with us. Those two emotions can exist and do exist together. But the victory that we have in Christ is the same victory that he won over death and the grave, that says it cannot keep us. For those who live with no hope, the Bible says that we grieve, but not as those in this world who have no hope. Because those in this world who have no hope, well, they conclude that it's done. There's nothing else. Whatever was has ceased to exist. And when we look at the the victory that God wants us to have in Christ, we discover that death at its heart was not just a ceasing of the body to function, it was a separation from God that made life itself devoid of purpose. And built within us an innate character of being created in the image of God is a desire to have meaning in life, to have purpose, to make a difference. And for the believer, we can experience victory knowing that the good works God created in advance for us to do are celebrated by Him when we allow Him to do those good works through us. I've often said that my main number one goal in life is to hear those words from Jesus, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's happiness." The victory. Words that will be heard when death arrives. Or words that will be heard when Jesus returns. Become victory for me. Granted, sorrow for others at some level. I think I'll be missed by a few. But even those that will miss me. I believe will recognize and understand that I've achieved the victory that I wanted. And knowing that somebody achieves what they've longed for ought to temper our sorrow, ought to change how we view their death, even change how we view our eventual death. The victory says that death no longer has the sting. Not the same sting. We grieve as those with great hope. And the sting is softened. And the sting is changed. And we live with a confidence that because of Jesus, we will win over death. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. While we lived life separated from you because of our sin, we, in reality, were the walking dead. Apart from you, we had no real life. And yet, praise be to you for your Son, Jesus, who gives us life, who proclaims and brings victory over death. That even though death will appear short of the return of Jesus, it doesn't win. For the believer, for those whose faith is in you through the blood of your Son Jesus, we simply move from this life into eternal life with you. An eternal life that began when we surrendered to you, when our sins were washed away, when you put your Spirit within us as a seal that we belong to you. And so, God, today I pray especially for those who grieve and who mourn. Some are grieving very fresh losses. Some continue to mourn losses that have hurt a lot. Some grieve and mourn because there is no hope. They've not discovered that yet. Or their loved one had rejected you and they understand the severity of that. But others are struggling to move on with life, knowing their loved one is safe with you, is secure, and yet life has changed so much without them. So, God, I pray for those that do grieve, who do mourn, that they would do so not as the world does, but as those with great hope. That you would bring them comfort and help as you remind them of the victory won by Jesus. And Father, for all of us, as we consider our own life, as we encounter the death of those around us, even as we consider our own eventual death, may we recognize that the severity of the sting has been swallowed up in victory. The pinch of death brings tears, but as we consider the result, especially the result of the death of Jesus being raised to life, may that transformation from sorrow to joy take place in our life. And may we live not just with the comfort that comes by your Spirit, but as those who have compassion and bring comfort to others as we share the good news of victory. A victory found in Jesus. May we lift him up so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.